The answer is D, hydrocortisone. If you're seeing this question for the first time, you're probably like, what the fuck? But this is actually a really easy question, which is patients who have autoimmune diseases such as SLE, IBD, RA, you need to know that they're often treated with exogenous corticosteroids, i.e. prednisone for their condition. If they go and have surgery and they have a precipitous drop in blood pressure, the implication is that they have had an inability to mount an endogenous stress response with cortisol, and in turn need an exogenous infusion of glucocorticoid. In this case, it would be hydrocortisone. Corticosteroids are permissive of the effects of catecholamines. They upregulate alpha-1 receptors. They allow norepinephrine, epinephrine to do their job. So norepinephrine and epinephrine can bind to those alpha-1 receptors, cause peripheral vasoconstriction, increase in basal blood pressure. They just need the glucocorticoid there so that they can do their job. That's it.